The new therapy was revealed in experiments in Massey Labs.
This trial tested the combination of specific drugs, which was the bortezomib, which is a proteasome inhibitor, and alvocidib, which is a cell cycle inhibitor.
Dr. Beta Holkova, a hematologist-oncologist, explained that this was the first time a proteasome inhibitor and a cell cycle inhibitor had been combined to treat cancers.
And it was tested in 16 patients with blood cancers, such as indolent non-Hodgkin lymphomas, mantle cell lymphomas, or multiple myelomas. And this was specifically tested in the patients who progressed or didn't respond to prior chemotherapies.
The trial was done to verify a maximum tolerable dose and potential side effects. Results, she said, were very promising. 44% of the patients responded to the therapy, and that includes two complete responses. That means no detectable traces of cancer were left.
But it's a small study, so definitely needs to be reevaluated again in the phase 2 clinical trial.
Dr. Stephen Grant is Associate Director for Translational Research and Co-Program Leader of Developmental Therapeutics at the Massey Cancer Center.
There was remarkable synergism in the laboratory in the test tube against a variety of malignant hematopoietic cell types, including both leukemia cells and lymphoma cells. So this led to our proposal of a clinical trial employing these agents. It's known that bortezomib has clear activity in multiple myeloma and certain forms of lymphoma, the indolent lymphomas. But bortezomib had never been given in combination with a cell cycle inhibitor before.
Proteasome inhibitors like bortezomib, he explained, work to block these large protein complexes that help destroy proteins no longer needed by the cell. Cell cycle inhibitors, on the other hand, disrupt the sequence of events that allow cells to undergo division and duplication.
Now that phase 1 dose has been identified or shortly will be identified, the next step is to go to a phase 2 trial in which patients will be treated with a single dose, that is, maximally tolerated dose rather than escalating doses, in a larger series to get a little better idea of the activity of this regimen, because the first stage was a relatively limited phase 1 trial, and we can't, as encouraging as the results are, we don't want to read too much into that. And this is the next step to gain some further evidence of the activity of the regimen.
Dr. Grant said once that's established,
we're also going to focus on patients who have progressed after receiving bortezomib. So we will be dealing with a subset of patients who have already had bortezomib and their disease has progressed. And the goal is to see if, in fact, combining bortezomib with flavipiridol will be active in such patients.
Depending on the responses, he said, the next step would be...
That could lead to an even larger, more pivotal trial to establish more definitively the value of this regimen.
John Ogle, WCVE News.